Hi, we're turning the clock back on December 1st, the day in 1929 when New York toy salesman Edwin Lowe invented bingo.
Bingo!
I've got a bingo!
Bingo!
Queensland Premier Sir Joe Bjelke-Petersen officially resigned from the state's top job on this day in 1987 after a record 19 years.
I wish you well. Thank you all. Goodbye. And God bless.
Birthdays, Woody Allen tops the list. The comedian, actor, writer, director turns 85.
I would never want to belong to any club that would have someone like me for a member.
Bette Midler is 75 today. Starred in the movies The Rose, Ruthless People, Beaches, and has had hits in Australia with Wind Beneath My Wings, From a Distance, and this Rolling Stones cover. What a talent. There's two rugby league immortals celebrating birthdays today. First, Manly legend Bob Fulton is 73.
It's a little short one anyway by Bobby Fulton. And in trouble, he's over for a try.
And the man they call the King, Wally Lewis, he's 61.
Lewis, can he go all the way? Still there, he does so. Wally Lewis has gone in, and look at this.
Comedian Jane Turner celebrates her 60th today. She was on the skit shows Fast Forward and Full Frontal before starring as Kath in the hit comedy series Kath and Kim.
Because, you know, I'm so used to dressing tizzy for Kel, I don't want them to think I've got tickets. Now I'm married and everything.
Another famous female comedian, Sarah Silverman, is the big 5-0.
I don't know if he flipped through these at all or didn't, but it was truly Tasteless Jokes book 1 and 2.
And wildlife warrior Robert Irwin is 17 and following closely in the footsteps of his late father Steve with his own TV show.
The show is kind of what we do with our rescue work, rehabilitation. So rescuing wild animals, giving them that second chance at survival.
Finally, great day for comedians. One of the true legends was born on this day in 1940, Richard Pryor. He died aged 65 in 2005.
I saw two cheetahs. It looked like they were talking about jumping on some gazelle. There you go. You want to go after that herd? Say, nah, man, they're too close.
Remembering Richard Pryor on December 1st.